This is Radio Nepal. I'm Gaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Ruling coalition pledges to fix disputes regarding some candidacy and nominations for upcoming November 20 elections. Election Commission urges all to adopt zero tolerance against disinformation and hate speech. Rituals of the Chhat festival begin. And European Parliament and European Union member countries reach a deal to ban sale of new petrol and diesel cars and vans by the year 2035. Now the news in detail. The ruling coalition parties have expressed their commitment to resolving disputes regarding candidacy and nominations in some constituencies through dialogues. A joint statement issued by the top leaders of the ruling coalition, including Prime Minister Shehbaz Dewa, also informed that they had published the name list of the common candidates from the ruling coalition. The statement further reads that the ruling parties have also reached a consensus to contest friendly elections among themselves in some constituencies. The Election Commission has adopted a zero-tolerance policy against all sorts of harassment and discrimination at the workplace during election management. Commission's assistant spokesperson Kamal Bhatrai said, "The gender and inclusive policy issued by the Commission aims to contribute towards strengthening democracy by making all phases and procedures of elections gender-friendly and inclusive." As per the policy, the Commission would be active in protection, development and empowerment of women of all castes, regions, communities and those socially and economically marginalised. The policy was put in place to help achieve the political objectives of the state, that is to strengthen the constitutional provision of proportional inclusive representation. Similarly, the Election Commission has urged all to adopt zero tolerance against disinformation and hate speech. Issuing a statement yesterday, the Commission acknowledged the voices of discontent on the Election Code of Conduct barring hate speech and disinformation against the candidates. Referring to the right to freedom of speech, the Commission said it had implemented the social media use policy to ensure full enjoyment of freedom of expression. Commission spokesperson Saligram Sharma Paudil said the Commission had made provisions that all candidates, political parties and voters could advertise their political agenda on social media. He further said that hate speech and disinformation targeting a particular person or a political party did not fall under the ambit of freedom of expression. The Commission also claimed that all international practices, existing laws and norms had been taken into account while issuing the social media use policy. In the statement, the Commission has urged all not to misinterpret the Election Code of Conduct and help make the elections free and impartial. The Home Ministry has formed a committee to investigate the incident that took place at Bhangaha Municipality, Ward No. 8 in Mahottari District, in course of Kalash Yatra, a religious procession on the occasion of the Chhat Festival. The incident took place on October 27th. The five-member probe team led by the Joint Secretary at the Ministry, Sivaram Pokhrel, was formed acting on the ministry-level decision. The committee is mandated to submit a report within the next 7 days. Prime Minister Shehbaz Dewa has said that literary centenary figure Satya Mohan Joshi was an important treasure in the field of language, art and literature. Speaking at a program organized by Nepal Bhasa Mangka Khala Yala at Mangal Bajar in Lalitpur yesterday, he said Joshi was synonymous with simple life. Prime Minister Dewa said Joshi's role in establishing cultural relations between Nepal and China was also important. On the occasion, the Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Jeevan Ram Shrestha, said that a scholar like Joshi was rarely born in the world. He said Joshi's multifaceted personality, expertise and his contribution to country's literature and culture were unparalleled and unforgettable. Mayor of Lalitpur Metropolitan City Giri Babu Maharjan said that Asia had lost an important personality in the demise of Joshi. The Chhat festival has formally begun. The devotees began the fest, marking the festival from yesterday onward by observing Nahaye Khaye rituals, which means taking a bath before eating a meal. Yesterday marked the beginning of the Chhat celebrations, with the devotees taking holy dip and only eating pure food items, that is vegetarian food items, with a resolution for rigorous fasting. There is a tradition that the fasting starts on the third day after consuming regular vegetarian meal. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. The European Parliament and European Union member countries have reached a deal to ban the sale of new petrol and diesel cars and vans by the year 2035. European Union negotiators sealed on Thursday night the first agreement of the bloc's Fit for 55 package set up by the Commission to achieve the European Union's climate goals of cutting emissions of the gases that cause global warming by 55% over this decade. The European Parliament said the deal is a clear signal ahead of the UN COP27 climate change conference that the European Union is serious about adopting concrete laws to reach the more ambitious targets set out in the European Union climate law. According to the bloc's data, transport is the only sector where the greenhouse gas emissions have increased in the past 30 years. Paul Pelosi, the husband of U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi, is recovering from surgery after being attacked at home by a hammer-wielding intruder. 82-year-old Pelosi was left with a fractured skull and serious injuries to his right arm and hands. The suspect is said to have demanded to see Nancy Pelosi after breaking into the San Francisco home. A 42-year-old man has been arrested on charges including attempted homicide. No motive is known till now. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of Province No. 1, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province. The weather would be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of the rest of the provinces and mainly fair in the rest of the country. There are also chances of light rain at a few places in the hilly regions of Gandaki Province and at one or two places in the hilly region of Province No. 1, Bagmati Province and Lumbini Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Ruling coalition pledges to fix disputes regarding some candidacy and nominations for upcoming November 20th elections. Election Commission urges all to adopt zero tolerance against disinformation and hate speech. Rituals of the Chhat festival begin. And European Parliament and European Union member countries reach a deal to ban sale of new petrol and diesel cars and vans by the year 2035. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.